Hello everyone and welcome to a special Sunday edition of Positive in Pro Wrestling. This is episode 4. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about 205 Live, NXT, Five Star Wrestling and Impact Wrestling. Once again, because I don't have access to them, I won't be talking about Raw and SmackDown. I hope you enjoyed the show. So let's get right to it. Starting with 205 Live. Buddy Murphy, the best kept secret, made his return to WWE TV. And it was a tremendous return for Buddy Murphy. I'm not quite sure why they split Blake and Murphy in the first place, to be honest. With Alexa Bliss, they were a really good tag team and had a lot to them. So for them, for Blake and Murphy to go missing for the longest time in WWE was quite shocking, really. It didn't really need to happen. But happy to see him back on 205 Live, and he looked tremendous against Daivari, picking up the win, getting cheers in the process. So really strong debut for Buddy Murphy, and glad to see him back on the show. The quarterfinal brackets are announced as Roderick Strong against Kalisto. That should be a really interesting match. And TJP against Cedric Alexander, which should also be really good as well. So, yeah. And then absolutely. Got to mention this. Jack Gallagher versus Mustafa Ali in the Cruiserweight title tournament round one was absolutely amazing. It's my favourite match of the Cruiserweight title tournament so far. I thought it was just fantastically done. Jack Gallagher's viciousness, Mustafa Ali, persistence and perseverance, and they just meshed so well together. This was absolutely superb match. And as we introduced last week, the match of the week, and this has to be a strong contender for that. Absolutely brilliant. And once again, pause this podcast and go and watch this match on WWE Network straight away, because it was brilliant. I'm running out of superlatives to describe it, really. Really enjoyed it. It's my kind of match. High flyer against technical wrestler, and it was just brilliantly done. So then we'll move on to NXT, because I'm only going to talk about the positive in pro wrestling. I'm not going to talk about full shows, which I've kind of been doing, so just the positive elements of these shows. So those were the positives on 205 Live. On NXT, you had the Velveteen Dream against No Way Jose. Velveteen Dream is the man, basically. There's no doubt about it. This was the correct winner. No Way Jose got a lot of offense in, which Velveteen Dream gets the win. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic is coming back, and I'm looking forward to that. Big fan of tag team wrestling, so yeah, that should be quite good. Nikki Cross against Vanessa Bourne. Nikki Cross looked really good in this match. Vanessa Bourne, she gave a good fight. So that was good as well. Another short match, all leading towards the Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano NXT title versus Gargano's NXT career. And this was given a lot of time, and it was fantastic, as you would imagine. Shorter than the other matches they've had, especially NXT TakeOver Philly. And that's to be expected. A fantastic match, though, and with Ciampa hitting the crutch shot on Gargano and costing him his career, NXT career, this is probably going to lead to a no DQ kind of non-sanctioned match at NXT TakeOver New Orleans. I thought that they kind of rushed into this feud, but I guess if you look at all the nuances and stuff. From Chicago, he turned on him. All the stuff with DIY, coming back at NXT Philly and hitting him with a crutch, being in the background, and everything, I guess, leads to a fight, doesn't it? So, this will probably be one and done between Gargano and Ciampa, or it'll have to just be a vicious feud So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But yeah, NXT, you know, Velveteen Dream, Nikki Cross, Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic returns, Gargano unfortunately has lost his NXT career, and Andrade Cien Almas, the match was fantastic. So once again, pause this podcast and go and watch Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano for brilliant stuff.
Hey guys, this is the Project Thomas Brewington, and you are listening to the Broken But Glorious Podcast.
Moving swiftly on to Five Star Wrestling from Plymouth Pavilions in Plymouth. Dark match wise, I caught a little bit of Al Ligero and Jody Fleisch against the Magnums and was really impressed. I thought this should have been on the show, in all honesty. Ligero and Fleisch looked amazing. The Magnums have got great characters. So, you know, congratulations to the two teams for putting on a fantastic match that should have been on the show. The five-star tap or snap championship match was an open challenge. Mark Haskins threw out there, and the King of Bros, Matt Riddle, answered the challenge and defeated Mark Haskins. And I've been speaking with my, you know, one of the co-hosts at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, Chris Lappin, in this instance, and he thinks this is a strong contender for Match of the Week. So this is probably Chris's Match of the Week, and it's got to be up there as an opportunity to be my Match of the Week too. Fantastic match, technical, just everything that I want in a wrestling match, really. A big technical wrestling submission fan, so Matt Riddle and Mark Hastings tick that box. Brilliant stuff and a great way to start the show. The Masters of Cool, Chris Masters and Carlito against the UK Hooligans was, you know, was a good match again. The UK Hooligans bring the brawling, fighting style, and the Masters of Cool have got the characters, of course. So it was an interesting dynamic between the two teams. But once again, another good match. The Gauntlet match was a brilliant idea by Five Star Wrestling, I have to say. To put Eddie Ryan, the hometown boy, against all these opponents to try and get a five-star championship match was a fantastic idea, because it got the crowd behind him 100%. Ryan defeats Marcus Burke and HT Drake and Tim Wally by disqualification, because Jake Hager got involved, sorry. In a handicap match, he defeated Dave Mastiff and Big Grizzly as well. And he was dead on his feet at this point, but it was just, like I said, superbly put together. Brilliant, brilliant idea. The next match, so Eddie Ryan wins the, you know, has got the five-star championship match, and that's coming up later in the show. BT Gunn against Nathan Cruz in a beat-the-clock challenge. That's a cool concept, and it's for the tap and snap, tap or snap number one contendership, so it's got to be done by submission. I thought it would be Nathan Cruz that wins this one, but BT Gunn won. A long match considering the stipulation, and it was you know, pretty good as well. And BT Gunn wins the beat the clock challenge, so he progresses into, you know, the next round of that. So you know, we'll see how he gets on later in the show, kind of thing. The eight-man tag match between Grado, Moose, Rob Van Dam, and Rey Mysterio against Zach Gibson, Rampage Brown, and the five-star tag team champions Max Money, Adam Flex, Max Dead, and Charlie Sterling. That was really good as well. Characters were there. The wrestling was top-notch. And then you've got the controversial ending, because Zach Gibson's foot's under the ropes, and the referee counts the pinfall. Zach Gibson is rightly not happy about the decision, and we'll see what happens with that in the coming shows. But once again, for an eight-man tag, and these are usually multi-man tag matches that you know, are not as good as they could be. But yeah, this was really good. I enjoyed this a lot. Joey Axel, the biggest find for Five Star Wrestling, against Ricky Knight Jr. Was a really well done match again. Ricky Knight Jr. has made a fan out of me. He's got a lot of tenacity, and he's got the, you know, the high flying and the technical ability. And for somebody so young, 17 years old, he's going to be the future of professional wrestling here in the UK. So, yeah, really big upside for Ricky Knight Jr. And he's, you know, he wouldn't tap out, and he only tapped out after the beat the clock challenge was over. So 9:23 for Joey Axel to win. So BT Gunn is going to be the new number one contender for the tap or snap championship against King of Bros, Matt Riddle. So that'll be interesting to watch. Kid Fight, Liu King Sharp and Krieger versus Pilgrims didn't get started because the guy with the gas mask finally debuted, Tor Aiton Hagen, and he destroyed the Pilgrims. So be interesting to see what this guy is all about in the future. And then Jake Hager defeated Eddie Ryan when Jack Jester and Bram, I wasn't sure it was him, but I've been rightly informed it was, hit Ryan with a glass bottle and rolled him back in the ring, allowing Hager to pin and retain the 5-star championship. So once again, a really good show from 5-star Wrestling, and that's 2 weeks in a row now. And I hope those people who kind of wrote them off at the beginning are kind of eating the words a little bit, because the wrestling's top notch. The surprises are pretty cool, and this is British wrestling. You know, it's on UK TV weekly, on, you know, so yeah, kind of get behind the product, really. It might not be what you want in terms of your one-over promotions and stuff, but I think 5-star are doing the best that they can do, and this was another good week for them in-ring wise and everything, really good. And last but no means least, because it happens on a Friday here in the UK, let's talk some Impact Wrestling. Cult of Lee, Trevor Lee and Caleb Conley defeated LAX and you know, in a long tag team match. And it's a really good booking decision by Impact Wrestling, because Trevor Lee and Caleb Conley against LAX for the tag titles will be really interesting when it happens at Crossroads in a couple of weeks' time. Brian Cage looked, you know, really impressive again as the Machine. You know, really, really impressive performance. This is where it got really cool for me, that to go to another promotion and film, in this case Destiny World Wrestling, to film Matt Sydal, the Impact Grand Champion, versus Petey Williams, was pretty cool. I like going outside the promotion. It's something different, and filming the stars of the promotion, so that's pretty cool. And Sydal's challenged Taiji Ishimori for the X Division Championship at Crossroads on the 8th of March. Jimmy Jacobs and Kongo Kong, in this situation, you know, when Kongo Kong versus Abyss happens, it'll be really good. But I'm not sure what to make of this, really. Alberto Albatron versus Moose, once again taped from Future Star Wrestling in Las Vegas. So that's really cool that they threw it out to another promotion and filmed it and put it on TV. Bobby Lashley and Eddie Edwards against OVE, Dave and Jake Crist, was you know, a really good match again. Eddie Edwards and Bobby Lashley, you know, possible tag team there. And then last but no means least, Johnny Impact versus EC3 for the number one contendership for the Impact World title. Impact wins after EC3 argues and shoves, you know, Tyrus, and Tyrus shoves him to the ground. Impact wins with the Starship Pain, and then he'll go up against Austin Aries for the Impact World Championship at Crossroads on the 8th of March in 2 weeks' time. And after all that, what is my match of the week? Dun, dun, dun. It's a really close call this week, to be honest. There's Jack Gallagher against Mustafa Ali from the Cruiserweight title tournament round one. Johnny Gargano against Andrade Cien Almas for the NXT title and NXT career. Matt Riddle against Tap or Snap champion Mark Haskins. But I'm going to have to say, overall, out of enjoyment-wise, my match of the week is Jack Gallagher against Mustafa Ali in the first round of the Cruiserweight title tournament. An absolutely superb match, and congratulations to both men. So yeah, that will do for another episode of Positive in Pro Wrestling. And just, you know, just a couple of things before we leave. I had the absolute pleasure and honor of interviewing Dean Allmark, and the interview went 1 hour 45 minutes, so it'll be released on Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast in 3 installments, and the first will be the 2nd of March. So I hope you enjoy the interview as much as me and Dean did, especially when it came to plugging his YouTube channel. There you go, Dean, I did it again. And for myself, I have my first ever book signing, Q&A, possible book reading at Pro Wrestling Cartel in the Oasis Market in Birmingham next Saturday, the 3rd of March 2018, after 3 p.m. And yeah, if you're in Birmingham or the Midlands area and you're a fan of professional wrestling, be sure to come along and interact. It's an absolute privilege and an honour as a Brummie to be in Birmingham and there for my first ever signing, book signing. It's just amazing. Knowing I've lived in Birmingham and, you know, I was brought up in Small Heath, Sheldon and Stechford, and yeah, it's really cool. And I hope you can be a part of it next Saturday. And yeah, I think that'll do it for today. This is Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and The Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a very proud member of Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope everyone enjoys Elimination Chamber tonight. Me and the guys, Nick Davey and Chris Lappin, will be back on Tuesday to review the show, and I hope you'll join us then. Thanks, everyone. I hope you enjoy Sunday. Bye for now. Bye.